Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Today, Friday. Let's hear the cheering. Okay. Today, it's St. Paddy's Day. Not Patty. St. Paddy's Day, St. Patrick's Day. And it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage.
This is the day you're supposed to wear green. Green.
I think...
We're going to play Irish songs.
Good morning, Nathan. I'm trying to change the subject right here because you came in with a green shirt, a green belt buckle. You're ready.
I didn't have a green
hat.
And
so today we will be playing
Irish music. You do have a green hat?
Yes,
I do.
So we'll be playing Irish music today, okay? Because today everybody's a little bit Irish. Okay. Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody. And 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have to laugh. You know, because every now and then, and we'll fess up to it too, folks. We make a mistake. Oh my God. Yes. I was reading a weather report the other day. It was handed to me. I get a piece of paper every morning that hands me kind of like the National Weather Service for the day. And, I think that I was reading something that was from a different state.
It was Pennsylvania.
And I was talking about the 70-mile wind out, you know, but Sunday, this has had to be Tuesday, because Sunday night or one of those nights before we had those huge wind gales. I don't know how miles per hour those wind gales were, but that's when it was stormy. Yeah. And then I talked about that I was reading about, you know, the snow in the foothills. And it kind of made sense because of what we had gone through. But anyway, I realized later when I couldn't find that paper and I went to the computer, there was quite a difference.
It was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday morning.
It was my day off.
So I was reading that anyway. So anyway, I do have the correct paper today, and this was as of 3:49 a.m., increasing clouds with a high near 66, maybe 5 to 7 miles per hour of wind in the afternoon, mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 42. Saturday is going to be calling for increasing clouds with a high of 66, overnight lows of 48 with a chance of showers. Sunday, 90% chance of showers with a high of 54. Sunday night, that decreases to about 60% with overnight lows of 47. Monday will be high of showers likely once again, 58, overnight lows of 43. So we've got kind of temperate weather.
It's going to be okay today then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And tomorrow?
Some increasing showers. Well, tomorrow's going to be around 66, overnight lows of 48. Could rain tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. That's okay. We don't care about tomorrow night.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. They sponsor our weather each and every time we read it. They are located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
There you go.
And let's just throw it right away to Katrina, our Haven Humane's representative, who has brought in our pet of the week.
Clover.
Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Okay. You have a beautiful little, you have a small German Shepherd with you. She's not small.
But compared to a lot of German Shepherds, she's definitely smaller.
Yeah, she's like about a 40 pounder, 50 pounder, maybe?
About 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, is she that much?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, but she is just a beautiful dog. And I know you can't say that she's totally German Shepherd, because she's probably not, but she looks just like a German Shepherd.
And you brought in Clover today because?
Because it's St. Patrick's Day, and Clover might be a little familiar to you because she was a Pet of the Week back in December.
Uh-huh. I'm surprised that you still have her.
Me too, and actually that's a big reason why I wanted to bring her today as well. Clover is a fantastic dog. She's about 7 years old, and she definitely has been at the shelter too long for just how easy of a dog she is. She's very just mild-mannered. Since she is 7 years old, she has a lot of training mastered already. And she's very just medium energy.
Okay, so she's good on the leash.
She's great on the leash, and
she sits.
She does. She's friendly with people. She loves playing fetch. And, yeah, she is definitely one that I think could fit into most families. I think she could be a good potential first dog just because she's very medium energy and she doesn't require much training at all because she does know a lot. And I think she could even be a good apartment dog, which a lot of times with bigger breed dogs, we don't recommend that just because, you know, they might get a little bored or destructive. But with Clover being a mature lady, I think she could fit into a smaller space pretty easily.
Yeah. So you're going to have, you know, she could fit into your lifestyle if you have kids and then somebody to play with. But like you said, she's not high energy. So it would probably maybe be maybe an older adult that's looking for a companion. Or something like this. But she is just beautiful. And she, any dog,
she
you know, she comes up and approaches you. Yeah.
I had a female shepherd mix back in,
don't age yourself.
Well, no, I did back, when I was in my 20s and I was, living in LA. And she was just a super, and she was, got her at the Humane Society in, Los Angeles. And she was just the most loyal, loving pet. And I think she, I don't know how old she was, 3 or 4 maybe when I got her. And she had probably already had a litter. But as soon as we got her, of course, she was, fixed.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she was just a lovely, loyal dog. I think this dog, too, will be, has a wonderful temperament.
She does.
Did I say the right word?
Yeah.
Thank you. Gosh.
No, she does. She's very, very intelligent. Definitely has all the hallmarks of, you know, what German Shepherd lovers love in a German Shepherd. But definitely because she's mature, I think could be good for someone who maybe isn't as familiar with the breed as well.
Yeah. I mean, she, this is the second time we've seen her. Like I said, I thought in December she'd be gone. And because she, you know, a lot of times you get a lot of pity mixes, and she's not. So she looks just like a German Shepherd, only a little bit smaller. And now she's playing with my foot. She's over here licking my ankle.
So let's just highlight a little bit more about Haven Humane in this moment with Katrina. We know
tomorrow,
we have Clover, the pet of the week. What is happening? Give us your plug.
Yeah, tomorrow actually is the Doggy Dash.
Yes.
So it is finally here. So tomorrow, March 18th, Doggy Dash is at the Sundial Bridge. It's our 5K, 10K walk run event, and it's the only dog friendly race in Northern California. So if you are someone who participates in a lot of races, you're able to get started on the season. And of course, if you're not a runner, it is a walk run event, so you can just come on down, go for a nice stroll, and of course, bring your doggy if you have one.
Costumes
for dogs.
If you can, you don't have to have costumes for dogs, but you can go for a little 3-mile walk, jaunt.
Yeah, and if you do bring your dog in costume, they could potentially win a prize.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
So that's an exciting different thing we're doing this year. So definitely you can register online right now at active.com, but also you can register tomorrow at the event. So if you're not really sure maybe what your plans are tomorrow, and you wake up and you think you might want to come, just come on down to the Sundial Bridge.
It's not going to be raining. It's going to be nice. Go out. It's for a good cause, of course, and get your exercise, like Dr. Khan says, 30 minutes a day, and that's like about a 3-mile walk if you're kind of like, you know, if you're walking fast.
Yeah.
So what if you don't do it in 30 minutes and you do it in 40 minutes? Yeah. But you'll have a great time. Your dog's going to love it. You're going to love it. You'll see other dogs. And it's only for dogs, my friends. Don't bring your kitties on a leash. Okay?
Probably not the best idea.
Yeah, I just have to say that's dogs only. Sorry. You should have a kitty walk someday.
Maybe we will.
Well, there's a lot of people who...
I see people up with the cats on leashes.
Right? They brought them up to the doggy park before.
But not tomorrow.
No, definitely bring your dog. And, of course, if you don't have a dog, you can still attend. And it's always a really fun
event.
That's right.
If you don't have a dog, you can still race, get your times and all that. Or just go out for a run in the morning and help Haven Humane. Great.
Well, thank you for all that you do, Katrina.
Luck. Yeah, good luck, Daisy.
Yeah.
And what's her adoption fee?
Clover.
Yeah. Yes.
Her adoption fee is actually $25.
Which we will pay. Free Fire Radio will pay her adoption fee if you pick her up. And you've called me on that before. and you're paid. So.
So definitely and, come down and see Clover.
It's a, you don't have to worry about the $25. We'll pay it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
To go to a good home.
Find her a home.
She deserves to be placed in a loving home and for a person to have her companionship and vice versa.
Yeah. Definitely. And she's going to be a great companion.
She will be. What a nice dog. Okay.
Thank you so much, Katrina. Haven Humane tomorrow, Doggy Dash. Remember, if you adopt Clover, our station here at KCNR will
pay your adoption fees.
That's right. How much we believe in placing our pets.
That's right, and we believe in Clover. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right, over 30 years. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. They don't. It's some corporate number in the sky. Call your local guy. That's going to just treat you like royalty when it comes to service. That's Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business. Give him a call at 530-241-DISH. 530-241-3474 is the number. B&T Satellite, veteran-owned business, like I said. We'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-thru service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, lass and laddies. It's St. Patty's Day today, and I will try to refrain from doing really horrible Irish accents, okay?
Please.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business around here for 16 years, that's right, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We bank at Cornerstone, and we like it a lot. On the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Well, thanks for being flexible in your schedule.
Yes, thank you.
For coming back with us. Good morning. How are you?
Doug.
On this Irish day, are you wearing green?
I haven't checked what I put on yet, honestly. So,
I'm wearing Zoom call clothes.
How's that?
Zoom call clothes.
Okay, there you go.
All right, we like it. Okay.
So that means a tie, a shirt, and a coat,
yes.
And underneath it is your blue jeans and your boots, right?
Pajama bottoms.
Just for you, Carl.
Hey, Congressman, I just saw you've introduced a number of bills lately, and you've got a bipartisan bill going through. You've gotten the one about parental rights. Can you talk about that one?
The secrecy in schools one, yeah.
Yes, yeah. But it's about parental rights and, you know, and having something to say.
It really is, yeah. Unfortunately, as our society degrades more, it's become necessary that parents need to be actually consulted before the school system does something to their kids.
You're breaking up, sir.
Having to do with their health care or having to do with their mental issues, you know, mental well-being. And in this case here, it's about this, transitioning kids to the opposite sex that this is so in vogue right now. Our school system is hell-bent on embracing that because of, I think partly because of the legislation that's passed and but I think also it's because it's becoming a belief system by the left. You know, so we've gone from a little bit of what, used to be thought of as bullying. That's where all this started. You know, when, the term bullying we want to work against bullying in school. Well, okay, that's good. That sounds good. And it was built around some kids of gender confusion or wanting to go a different direction, whatever that is. And it's been built into this whole industry now, not just based on bullying, but because, you know, some kids are going to be mean to other kids that are different, right? And if they're not different, they'll find a way to be mean to them.
Kids are terrible bullies. Yeah,
I'm not taking it lightly, but, you know, on one hand, there's always been bullies. I think almost all of us have had to deal with that in school, one way or the other, one age or another. And, but they've taken this just to a complete, off the deep end with this. You know, there's studies and medical journals that will, at least they're, before all, they've all been suppressed or hidden by modern thinking, is that 80% of kids that experience something on the order of gender dysphoria are going to grow right out of it by the time that they are of adult age. And so if anything that should happen, it should be that minors, people below 18, need to be embraced at just having general counseling instead of, in this case, like the one you heard about in Chico, which is kind of the impetus for our bill, was that a little girl went to a counselor. She's about 11 years old. And before her parents could have any say about it or be consulted about, you know, hey, I feel like I might be a boy, you know, they had her, they sat her down, they gave her a boy's name, and took her back to the classroom and introduced her to all of her classmates as a boy. And said, now, don't tell your mom. Don't tell your parents. And so they couldn't even know about that. They couldn't be there to intervene and say, well, wait, what's going on with my daughter? You know, because the schools keep it as a secret. And they believe that that's an interpretation of a state law that was passed by this degenerate legislature down there in Sacramento. So and this is, again, it's all based on the concept of keeping kids safe, you know, keeping them welcome and inclusive and all this stuff. Well, it's about privacy for the kid, for the student. And how is this student's privacy kept when as soon as she breathed an idea about, like, well, you know, maybe I have some gender confusion here. And the counselor pounced on that and said, well, let's flip you over to the other side right now. We'll run in your classroom, tell your teacher, tell your friends. The only person that won't know is your mom.
Well, from what I read about that case, it was she went in, and when she talked to the counselor, I mean, this decision was made in less than an hour. Is the counselor is the counselor a psychologist? It just seems I understand the reasoning for this. So, what were the repercussions, Congressman? How did the family find out about it?
It turned out to the child's grandmother found out about it, who then told her mother. The mother is a child. So that's how mom had to find out.
Okay.
You know, what's the first impression, I think, is that, grandma, what's my daughter doing to my granddaughter here? Of course, she was appalled and embarrassed and angry and the whole thing. This is what our school system is doing.
Because the children were coming home still then using their previous names and their previous sex.
That's part of the gig. I was talking to an editor who was it's a double life because, you know, if your daughter is born Jennifer and ends up at school being Jimmy, the school will call up the parent if there's some issue they do have to talk about. She's running around school as Jimmy and living a Jimmy life and all this stuff, but the school will call the parent and say, Jennifer is having an issue with her grades. You should come talk. And so they might go so far as if the parent came to school is to either hide Jennifer / Jimmy or put Jimmy back in Jennifer clothes. This is the game that's going on here. Our bill we introduced. Go ahead.
Well, I just can't, you know, I mean, you know, the child's already going through a tough time in her life, but if she's in any type of school organizations that the parents come in to see, I mean, you know, where she's Jimmy during the school day, but if parents are coming in that, but she has to change clothes and become Jennifer again. I mean, this has just got to be really, really tough on the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any plan in the school system?
The kid's leaving a double life.
Yeah. Is there any like follow on plans? How, okay, we're going to let you be Jimmy here at school, but we have to address this to your parents. I mean, is there something that says at some point they have to tell the parents?
You'd probably have to wrangle this with some education attorneys a little bit, but from all the information we've gotten talking to real people about this is that there doesn't seem to be any enforcement the school ever has to deal with this on a parent-to-school level. You know, maybe the child comes home and starts messing it up, but the child's already made a decision. And they're still trying to call this privacy. And so the privacy has been violated because basically something that was said in counseling has been, as I said, they just grabbed it and run with it, and they go out the kid, the child, to the rest of the school, who, you know, like, well, hey, I'd like to do that like I'm a girl. Well, that's something you need to sit down and say, why are you feeling this? And it would seem like ongoing days or weeks of counseling, and probably somebody at a higher level of counseling than the school counselor. This is a psychiatric deal, it seems like, you know. And
it just seems like...
At any rate, the parent should be having a choice, a right in it. And so the way the law is supposed to... Now, here's the thing. The legislature passed a law pushing it in this direction, but oftentimes when a law is passed, they leave it pretty vague, pretty open-ended. Either A, because they're in a hurry to do it, or B, you can't possibly list in the legislation enough pages deep every instance of a situation, you know, maybe like the Endangered Species Act. You can't list every species ever, you know, whatever. So they allow, at that point, the Department of Education will issue guidance on what they think the legislature meant or just what they think they should do. Okay? So in this state, we've had liberals appointed up and down the Department of Education system for 60, 70 years, and there really hasn't been a whole lot changed in that, even with Republican governors and the occasional Republican legislature, maybe trying to move things back in a more accountable direction. So here we are, and we're at a point here where the school system is moving in a direction that is less trustable than at any time we can ever imagine, and as well as the Dr. Fauci-led health system in this country. So, you know, it's murder on adults, on parents who have tried to, in the past to traditionally trust our systems of authority, and they do this to you.
I just, you know, I feel so much for the child because it's, you know, they're already going through, obviously, a huge, you know, upheaval in their lives. And a lot of times, you know, parents can help on this, and they may be very supportive, but not being even told about it, not after, you know, a week, 10 days, you know, after 3 months, we're going to bring your parents in, we're going to talk about it, and, you know, this, I just, it just seems like, and this with other things that can happen at school. Abortions. I believe a child can have an abortion in the and arranged through the school, if I understand this right, and the parents never be told.
That seems to be the case, you know. So yeah. Again, that's a legal question that really has to be asked. But they're doing so many things on the whole basis that a child needs privacy, or on the idea that parents are abusive, and therefore the public school system is there to protect the kids from their parents. Well, obviously we do have situations where there's abusive situations in the home, whatever that might be for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, one parent, two parent, step parents, a deal like that. You know, it does happen, but we already have in place safeguards, such as if a teacher who deals with a child every day at school detects what they might think is an abusive situation, you know, whether the way the child acts or sees they see bruising, or then they're to report that, and it's a really hard and fast reporting system. If they have an idea, they do it, otherwise the teacher's in trouble. Okay, that's the thing you're trying to prevent against, is abuse. They have somehow taken that concept and said it's everything that the child would think is now a secret from the parent, as far as you said, maybe abortion, pregnancy, or the idea of gender dysphoria. And that's wrong at every level, because, you know, the child is not a product of the government. The child is a product of a mother and a father. And that's something that's God-given. Although if you have a whole bunch of people in the school system who don't believe in God, I can see that how that might be an argument that doesn't fly for them, but does for most of us around here.
Yeah.
And even if you're not particularly religious bent, anybody should still be able to puzzle out that, well, the union of a mother and a father produces a child, that's our child. So that doesn't belong to the government, you know.
Yeah.
And so in that case here, unless there's been a history of an abusive thing in the family, then the government, the school, has no say in the health decisions, the mental decisions, or whatever they are for that child. And so in the bill we've introduced, since this is, you know, really become, this issue's really taken off lately, is that what we can do at the federal level with my legislation is that if the schools are putting that policy, the secrecy policy in place and running that, then they are they're risking Title II funding from the federal from the federal education fund there. So
okay.
That's what it's called. So, you know, I mean, what the thing we can do is we can't really tell the states a whole lot about what their education way of doing things is, but we can sure have an effect on the funding. So that's one of the most immediate things we can do with a federal piece of legislation. So, I mean,
okay.
Unfortunately, we still live in Cala Gomorrah here, and that stuff is coming out every day from Sacramento. Right now, they're fighting a bill that requires boys and girls to repeat to deal with this Gardasil vaccine requirement, you know, for HPV, which is really comes down to the only reason you might need that is if your kid is sexually active, you know. And so, but they want to say, oh, that's just part of it. You know, when I was in the legislature, we were fighting against the HPV vaccine back then, you know, in the mid 2000, like 6 or 7, somewhere in there. And here it is again. That freak senator down there, Scott Wiener from San Francisco, he all day long, every day, he's putting stuff in that's anti-family, values, because, you know, he recently got a bill passed to lower the penalties for an adult abusing a minor sexually. You know, that penalty, they're reducing the penalties on that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically pedophile city right there, you know, it's just... It's amazing. And if we're all just sitting here watching this, you know, I mean, parents have got to step up. And you see if the federal government, the Biden administration, the Department of Justice, you know, if people are showing up to school board meetings, because more and more of this stuff is going on around the country. Was it Merrick Garland, I think, was the one saying, well, these people are acting like terrorists. Like, no, you've forgotten what a terrorist was. And it looks a heck of a lot more like people with, Antifa and some of the BLM riots have been happening the last 4 or 5 years that you're just letting go and looking the other way and actually helping to raise funds so they can keep doing what they're doing. So we got some really bad people in charge of things these days and cornerstone American values. And so this has to be a fight. So, yes, sir.
Let me take a 2-minute break here, and when we come back. You obviously are very passionate about this, but you had another bill that I think is really important too. That was a bipartisan bill that addresses, you know, a problem here in California. But we're going to take a 2-minute break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Forst. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Give them a call, 530-241-8373. For an appointment, it's a veteran-owned business. It's a locally-owned business. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
What 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw, offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Eurobungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, 7:40 in the morning. 36 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2.
Yeah, well, actually, this means like public service announcement. Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at-home fall prevention program. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program may be able to help. Call PSA2 Area on Aging at 530-842-12687.
Okay, we're here with Congressman LaMoffin, and we have a phone call. So, is it Katie? Katie, do you have a comment for the congressman?
Let me take a 2-minute break
here. And Katie, you're on. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hello.
Please, go ahead.
Do you have a comment for the congressman? Okay. Never mind.
So let's just take that down.
Okay.
What happens, people will realize there's a 7-second delay.
Yeah. Okay. Congressman. Congressman's still there. Congressman LaMoffa.
I was waiting 7 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank goodness for that 7-second delay, too. You introduced a bipartisan bill with Democrats concerning a factor near and dear to our hearts. Hello?
Okay, tell me which one.
Oh, I was thinking of the water. There's water, there's fire, there's there was a about fire suppressant. That's the one.
Okay, yes.
I know there's been so many, but this was the latest one I read. It was about fire suppressants not being able to be used.
Yeah, they as I say, they wake up every day thinking of another thing to ban, another thing to take away. The environmentalists don't like the usage of what we used to call the bull rate that you hit fires with out of the aircraft, right?
The red stuff.
The pink stuff.
Yeah, pink stuff.
Reddish pinkish stuff, yeah. So, like, well, that's environmentally damaging. Like, well, they're going to... There's a movement to not have that stuff be available. And I don't know what the aircraft is supposed to fight fires with other than just straight water. But it isn't always about just straight water. They lay a lot of this stuff to suppress where a fire is about to be. So it has those properties of being, stopping fire.
Yeah, it's an inhibitor. And so when the fire gets there, it won't go any further. That's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you sprayed straight water on it, it's only as good as the water stays wet in hot, windy conditions or whatever, right?
Right.
So that's what they want to reduce it to, basically. The environmentalists think up everything for how things stop. So, and they say, well, it's damaging the environment. You might get in the water. Well, they already have protocols that don't let it fly it over a body of water or over a brook or a stream or a river. You have to fly within certain boundaries. And those are guided by the pilot aircraft that the big planes follow. And the helicopters, which are pretty pinpoint. You know, these guys are pretty smart. They know not to drop it on a lake or a river.
And by and large, unless there's a syrup once in a while, they don't. And testing shows there's no harmful effect on the wildlife or in the water anyway. So it's kind of a made-up deal. They continue to, you know, study and test and demonstrate that there isn't a problem, but the environmental movement, just all they seem to know about is just stopping things and banning things. And, you know, again, I don't know where these people come from, Carl.
You know, the thing that bothers me about this one is, I mean, there's a lot of things that bother me with, I see these laws and all this. But one of the things that bothers me about this is a suppressant that has saved lives. Our wildfires today are not the wildfires of our fathers, because of the speed and the ferocity because of all the undergrowth. And you're putting firefighters out there, their lives, there's places they can't all be all the time, of course. So what that fire suppressant does is it may protect homes, it may protect, it protects people. And I don't understand where they believe that banning this is good for, you know, first of all, there'll be more, the fire will burn longer and hotter, and it could kill people. I don't understand where they're coming from on this, especially since it's been used for so many years.
Aircraft, you can pinpoint where a fire is, especially maybe a small fire where it starts, maybe in rugged terrain and things like that, where it takes a long time and it's very difficult for people on the ground or equipment to access it. So, yeah, you're cutting the risk of lives. You're cutting the risk of a fire turning from, in some cases, a small one into a great big one by pouncing on it. And the stuff is basically fertilizer anyway. It might help plant life grow back the next spring, you know, after the fire has burned the lower stuff and, you know, and maybe hopefully left the big trees behind and has been suppressed because it was there. And so it's a great tool for them. And so our bill affirms and puts in place that, yes, this is okay. We're going to keep this as a firefighting tool. And if you've got a better one, you know, we'll take a look at it. But as it is, they have watered down some of this retardant we've seen in the past, where they have to apply a greater amount of it to do the same job. You know, so the older stuff worked even better, is my understanding. But you know,
there might well, still, it, it's
three to one to have the sticker ability of it. You know, so hey, if this is environmentally friendly, then let's use it and let's end the debate and allow these guys, because if they can't contract this coming fire year to use this product, then I don't know what we're supposed to put fire out with, and indeed, you know, risk lives on the ground doing it, as well as the towns or houses or homes that are in an area where the residents are that would not necessarily have to be at risk.
You'll see houses and everything out there with the retardant on them, because that's how close that the you know, the fire was getting. They were trying to save it, Congressman.
Right around Reading,
yeah.
Firefighter.
Yeah. Well, I saw that other people signing on this bill were other Democrat congressmen from California. It was from Colorado, Wyoming. I mean, every place that gets hit by fires, they're saying, hey, this we have to have the ability to fight fires. And yet, would it be if y'all didn't pass this
Jimmy
bill?
Jimmy Panetta from the minor league. Post-sponsor happens to be on the Democrat side. Jimmy's a great guy. He's workable on a lot of things, you know. So there's bipartisan ability to get things done with people that want to take a look at the issues and say, well, this is what makes sense. You know, Jimmy's great on a lot of ag issues and other stuff. So it's just, I don't understand what the far left is trying to do and why we give them such a big microphone to do so, or the, you know, and the power to do so.
Well, I mean, hey, Congressman,
you know, Joe Biden, what Joe Biden is doing is catering to the far left now. This is a Joe 1.0 as a senator who, you know, had quite a different view on a lot of issues, and you know, they were playing it on one of the news shots the other day, all the different ways he used to believe differently until about 2012 when they had to shift the winds to a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just It seems like it's poll driven for the left. Go ahead.
We need to take another 2-minute break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you to tell our audience those things that you think that's going to have the biggest effect on
us. And
we
also have a caller that's been waiting on the line, so we'll get right to you after these messages. Make sure you turn off all of your
Off your radio
or your if you're online or something like that, just turn it off, because we do have this delay that interferes with background stuff. So we'll be right back after these messages. Can't wait to hear what's going on.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. We have Congressman Lamoff on the phone and Katie. We have Katie back. Katie, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you have a question for the Congressman?
Two things, Congressman. I just want to thank you so much for introducing H.R. 1585.
Well,
I have been in contact with Moms for Liberty across California. We are working on a letter in support of your bill to get it out there to everybody. And I just want everybody to know
she's talking right now.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, hang on. No, keep going, Katie. If he can, what he can't hear, I'll just push it on over to him when you're off.
Okay. Board Policy 5145.3.
You're also on the line.
Was written by California School Board Association, and that is the policy that caused the secrecy with the parents for that child being socially transitioned at school without.
Maybe we should have elevated music while it happens. So.
Without the parents' knowledge. And I want to say that that policy also goes so far as telling the teachers and the staff at the school that they have to affirm that child's transition.
Hang on just for a second. Congressman, we can hear you.
All right, so we're going to just.
And Katie, what I'm going to do, Katie, because for some reason he's not able to hear you, I'm going to tell him that you appreciate what he did and the reasons for it. I'm sorry that we're having a problem with that right now. So, Congressman, I don't know what happened there since we don't have that problem other times, so we must be getting that.
Okay, I do, Carl, I do have one more thing to say that
Yeah, it's pure silence on my end.
Okay,
sure
I got it.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Katie, we're going to have to. We're running out of time here, and he can't hear you anyway, and I'm just going to have to tell him. Okay, thanks a lot, Katie. Okay, Congressman, I don't know why you couldn't hear her right then, but what she was saying was she was thanking you for introducing that bill, and she was giving the history of how that came about, and about from Moms for Liberty and having to, when these bills are passed, how parents have to be on the alert for these because it has it does have an impact on parental rights. So she was thanking you for your bill.
Yeah, well, Katie, I greatly appreciate your support and the push you have with you know all the parents you know on you know taking it back to us as legislators and being public about it and not being afraid of getting called all the names you're going to get called for this, whether, you know, it's terrorists for showing up to school boards and holding them accountable, or no doubt you're going to be called bullies for not being sensitive towards this this gender switch that is going on these days. And so I think that's a disservice to any human being that there's counselors out there and surgeons that are willing to just change someone's life so dramatically when it's probably in most cases something that they need counseling for, that some other issue is happening in their life, because you know you just there's no way for you to change your sex. Okay, I went to a forensics lab in here in Butte County recently here where they take bodies that are unrecognizable, like after a fire or maybe a long time cold case, you know, maybe a murder, maybe they recover a body, this helps them solve crime or solve what happened with the missing person and such. And I didn't make it political or what have you, but when it comes down to it, the remains, the skeletal remains, they either establish as male or female. There's no crossovers when you get down to the skeleton of a person. And the only variance might be for a child. That's a little more, that's harder to identify. But even then, when they go into the DNA, they figure it out. And that's the thing. That's the reality. And so people need to be counseled and cared about mentally if they're having these situations, because the suicide rate for people that have been told this stuff and found out they've been lied to, a fellow named Matt Walsh is doing a whole series on this, including, he has a video on what is a woman, where basically that question is asked in context of today's society and this debate, you know, where the Supreme Court justice couldn't identify what a woman was because she wasn't a biologist. And all across the board, you ought to see the way in various reports and videos and such where a left, you know, even a college student, you know, what is a man, what is a woman? They don't know. They don't know. Because they're afraid to assert what we really know to be fact, that, you know, people's chromosomes, either XX or XY, with, you know, there is some variations for people where in their development something didn't go right. But the way God created it was XX and XY, and that's the facts. And anything beyond that is people trying to push a political agenda, and the people that are in the middle of it, either kids in school being told, oh, you should go ahead and transition, or the ones later doing surgery for so. And on this note, and for Katie, if she's still listening too, is that we ran legislation last congressional session that would prohibit, had two bills. One was to prohibit federal funding for being used to surgically alter a minor, and the second bill was just a flat-out prohibition on surgically altering a minor. Kids don't need to be sexualized and make these incredible decisions at least at the below of age 18. If you're an adult, I suppose if you know, you bought into it here, you go have at it. But I don't think
that's Congressman, Congressman.
The taxpayers should have to pay for, or the military should be paying for to bring people in the military. Go ahead.
We've just run out of time. Thanks for joining us.
Already?
I know, but that's okay. The first Friday in the first Friday, we'll have you back on again. But thanks so much for being flexible with your schedule and all that so we can get all this, so we can get these in. Those are two important bills that you have introduced, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with them. That's for sure.
Well, that flew by this morning.
sorry about that, Doug. Anyway, we'll have you on.
We have slow time. At least time is a constant.
Yes, that's true.
Okay,
you
too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to break for the news, and when we come back, we've got House of Realty, but we also have the Regional Film Commissioner calling in, too. So we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Slovakia's government approved a plan to send its fleet of Soviet-era jets to Ukraine. The response from the two NATO members comes after Ukrainian pleas for warplanes to help defend against Russia's invasion. The White House said the moves would have no bearing on President Biden, who has resisted calls to provide American F-16s to Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Along with nuclear-powered submarines, Australia will buy hundreds of Tomahawk missiles from the U.S. Australian Defense Minister Pat Conroy saying his country's government believes in peace through strength.
This is how we promote peace and stability, by putting question marks in any potential adversary's mind. That's why the Tomahawks are important. That's why the future nuclear-powered submarines are so vital.
Conroy speaking with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Another sign of the warming ties between Moscow and Beijing, between Putin and Xi. Chinese President Xi planning to visit Russia for several days next week. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it would oppose any calls for a ceasefire in Ukraine, considering that a ratification of Russian conquest. Turkish President Erdogan now says he will sign off on Finland's NATO application, paving the way for the country to join the military alliance before Sweden. Both Finland and Sweden applied to become NATO members 10 months ago in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They abandoned decades of non-alignment in the process. Banking concerns taking a heavy toll on Wall Street this morning. Heavy losses, a Dow down 436 points, while the Nasdaq is off 107 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Facing threats from an increasingly aggressive North Korea and China, the leaders of Japan and South Korea have met for the first time in a long time.
Top of the agenda really was set by North Korea just hours before President Yoon was supposed to land in Tokyo. North Korea fired a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile, and in that, it really demonstrated why it was important for the two leaders to talk, to show a united front. But also not just that, the fact that they also have threats from China, the expansion, its military ambitions in the region. These are security issues that affect both countries, and they both benefit, really, from working together on them.
The BBC's Shaima Halil. French President Macron ordering his prime minister to use a special constitutional maneuver that skirts Parliament to force through a highly unpopular pension system changes. His bill to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Townhall.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom visits the state's San Quentin prison today.
San Quentin sits on San Francisco Bay, housing the highest number of prisoners on death row in the country. But no one has been put to death there since 2006. Still, nearly 700 prisoners remain on death row today, Last year, Newsom announced plans to begin transferring those inmates to other prisons. San Quentin is to be transformed into a site where inmates can be rehabilitated and receive job training before returning to society. It's to be renamed the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. Newsom's aim? To break the cycles of crime and create a new model for safety and justice. I'm Ben Thomas.
Minnesota regulators say they're monitoring the cleanup of a leak of 400,000 gallons of radioactive water from Xcel Energy's Monticello nuclear power plant. The company says the leak was contained to the plant site. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And on the phone...
Well, good morning, everybody, and with us is one of our favorites, Susan Eastman, who's the first Vice President of Investments with Stifel. Give us an update of what's happening on the market.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are sliding again this morning as banks remain under pressure. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 443 points at 31,803. The S&P 500 is down 48 points at 3,911. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 92 points at 11,624. Active stocks this morning, First Republic Bank down $7.82, trading at 26.45. Tesla down $4.45 at 179.74. And Bank of America down 111, trading at $27.86. Bank stocks of local interest, Columbia Bank Savings down 57 cents at 21.37. Trico Bank down $1.08, trading at 44.77. Cornerstone Community Bank flat and trading at 27 even. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 3.408%. Commodities are higher. Gold is at $43 an ounce at $1,966. Silver up 62 cents, trading at $22.32 per ounce. And crude oil is lower, trading at $66 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you.
Interesting times,
Susan,
huh,
are
Susan?
Are you wearing green today?
You betcha.
Are you wearing a flak jacket today?
Oh. I'm wearing some boots because I got boots on the ground right now.
There you
I
go.
Love for opportunities okay. Every day. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much.
I just love this woman. She's such a positive force of energy, and the offices are beautiful. She's located on the Park Marina Drive on the second floor. That's Stifel Investments. Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments. Give her a call at 244-7199.
On the line, we have Sabrina Jurich. Did I pronounce that right, Sabrina?
It's very close. Jurich, yes.
Okay. And who is the regional film commissioner? I like that.
We do, and we also have Tyler Lockamy on the call.
Oh, Tyler, are you there too?
Yes.
Oh, good. Great. Hey, thanks for joining us today. You got a big weekend.
We do. We're super excited about our Filming Our Way Forward event that's happening in Red Bluff at the State Theater tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
We've got a great lineup. We have two different panels, one with some SAG representatives, including Catherine Howell, and then, of course, several of the production team members, including Tyler Lockamy from the Dresden Zen.
Cool. Now, the film commission, if people are, you know, saying we have a film commission, can you tell us quickly about that?
Sure. Yeah. So the film commission is the marketing entity for our region to the film industry. We exist to basically promote economic development in our community through the film industry, and it's often a 24/7 deal. But we like to put together events like this for our community to come and see, you know, what's happening in our community, what kind of job opportunities are existing locally because of the film industry coming here, you know, and it also gives people just a fresh perspective of, like, all the assets that we have in our backyard.
Oh, we do. So. And, Sean, what are you going to be sharing tomorrow?
Tyler.
I'm sorry, Tyler. Oh no, I'm sorry. I said the wrong name. What's going to be shared tomorrow, Tyler?
It's okay. I've had that happen a lot. My own uncle called me Kevin.
Okay.
It's all good.
But,
yeah.
I mean, your
totally
whole
fine.
Your whole life, or just a couple of times?
No, just a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah. And there was no alcohol or anything involved.
Okay. Okay. Well, so what are people going to hear tomorrow, Tyler?
From the I'm the executive producer of The Dresden Sun, which is a film that was made up in Reading.
Uh-huh.
The vast majority of it. And, you're going to be able to listen to, like Sabrina said, some of the key production members of the film, that really made this possible at all. We hired a lot of people from, locally, from Shasta County, which I'm really proud of. And, you're going to be able to hear from them. There's some amazing talent that's buried in Shasta County and the North State in general. And you're going to be able to kind of meet them, and they're involved in so many different facets of, you know, of different industries even up here, whether it's theater or finances or, you know, my wife is a teacher and she was our production coordinator, which handled hundreds of flights in and out of Reading during this time. And, you know, and the housing that went on, she handled all that while simultaneously teaching. So, you know, you're going to be able to hear about some of the trials and tribulations, and hopefully it inspires local filmmakers or producers or actors to do this in Reading if possible. That was my biggest goal, to show that it is possible to do, and that more people should make the effort and, you know, just figure out a way to get it done.
Okay. You know? Now, Sabrina, what can the film commissioner and your staff do to help? Say somebody wants to do a film. They approach you and say, hey, look, we'd like to do a film up in the North State. What happens then?
So most of the time when production companies are reaching out to me, they're looking for a particular location. That's the starting point. And that just is the launching point of telling whatever story they have. So whether it's a commercial production for Toyota or, you know, a feature film and they're looking for, you know, Cabin in the Woods, there's something that they're looking for to, interpret the story. And so there's first finding out, do we have what is going to match for this? And then, you know, we help navigate permits. In Shasta County alone, there's 15 different permitting agencies. Some of them have jurisdictional lines that cross over. So we are, again, you know, that local expert that is trying to make sure that everything runs smoothly with production. They don't get shut down. And then, you know, the further along in the process, they're reaching out for local cast and crew. And so we're putting out the casting alerts or crew alerts and you know, any kind of, maybe they need lodging assistance, and so we reach out to our local hotels to find out, you know, who has availability, can they offer any specials, you know, so we're really, again, you know, just that connecting piece between the industry and our community.
Okay, now this event is tomorrow at the State Theater in Red Bluff. It starts at 4:30, and it sounds like a great event.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited about it.
Okay. Well, Sabrina, we got to run here, and thanks for being flexible in your schedule. And Tyler, thank you so much. I want to have you back on, or Linda and I want to have you back on for a full hour.
Absolutely.
Because we need to have you
get
on.
Get into detail about, you know, what we can do. And of course, you know, our upcoming program, we have House of Realty. I know that there's people that would really like to maybe have their homes be location, be that of a location shoot. And so we'd like to sit down with you, and maybe we've got people that we know that we can help with your organization as well. One hand washes the other, as we know that we like to do here in our small town of Reading.
And you do a wonderful job of that. Thank you so much. Yeah, definitely. We would love to come back on anytime.
Oh, yes. All right. Yeah.
Best of luck to you guys tomorrow. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. Again, bye. It's going to be filming One Way Forward tomorrow, March 18th, at the State Theater in Red Bluff. If you're interested in film or thinking about doing films or acting, this might be a good time to do it. It's open. The doors open at 4:30. And has a number of great, it has a panel with actors, a panel with the Screen Actors Guild. It's a number of great things going on there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. What's the weather look like?
It looks like we're going to have increasing clouds today with a high of 66, our overnight lows of 42. Tomorrow, let's talk about increasing clouds with a high of 66. There could be chance of showers tomorrow night with overnight lows of 48. Sunday, 90% chance of showers with a high of 54 and overnight lows of 47. So it looks like we do have rain on Saturday night and Sunday, most likely. Monday, 70% chance of showers with a high of 58 and overnight lows of 43. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Today is the 17th of March, 8:19 in the morning, and the
St. Patrick's Day,
and it's also my daughter and son-in-law's wedding anniversary.
Yes.
We should have called them on the air and embarrassed her, because they've been married 22 years, but they eloped. And for 22 years, I always enjoy, oh, is it your anniversary? I wasn't there. And in fact, I just wished Vince a happy birthday, and we were talking about it. And I said, yeah, well, you know, I wasn't there. And he goes, yeah, I was wondering when that was coming. So I like to spread it around the family.
Yes, yes.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, the only hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. The TAVR valve replacement. They've got so many things there on the cutting edge of technology. Plus, they're bringing in doctors. And it's becoming a teaching hospital. They're bringing in 8 doctors for the residencies that will be starting this year. There's a lot of things happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, here we are with the House of Realty with Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Good morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you.
We always like
and
this.
And you've got green on.
This portion of the show.
You both have green on.
Yeah. Absolutely. Always like having you on. House of Realty, you have a green sign.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We once painted the building green, and it got attention.
Yes, it certainly did. And then I think it didn't last too long.
I went to the Rotary that morning, and the president called on me and said, "Have anybody seen that building and what they've done to it?" And I said, "Well, it got your attention, and that was the plan." So I avoided a fine.
Oh, you did avoid a fine. I was thinking, okay. So House of Realty, you've been around for so many years, and we always love to have you come on because every month we talk about what's happening as far as the climate, not necessarily literally the climate, but the climate of real estate in itself, and how we were not too long ago. Properties were soaring. There was very little inventory. People were waiting in line doing cash offers and then offering $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 over asking price. Where are we now? The current climate.
A long way from there.
Well put. Yeah, I'll tell you, we've seen stability in the inventory. Again, I think this morning we're at 488 homes on our MLS, which is incredibly low. That's very restrictive inventory. However, I mean, really, I think the key point is the interest rates have been bouncing around up and down, really some wild swings just in the last week alone, week and a half.
Like wild swings.
Very wild swings, and a lot of it has to do with the banking.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I was just wondering about that because once you hear one bank going down that would have been like, I'm sorry, Silicon? And then some European banks as well. Where are we now with our interest rates?
Well, the rates are again, they just changed so rapidly. And I think this morning I just checked the benchmark. 6.7 is the benchmark on the 30-year, but it was over 7, like 7.05, then down to 6.5. And really what it has to do with is the bond market. We talked about it before. And when you see banks going up and down like this, it changes the bond market substantially. And we saw shifts in the bond market in the last week that I think were unprecedented until the Black Friday crash the crash in 1987.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that kind of fluctuation since then.
When the Silicon Valley Bank crashed, that's because they had, from what I've read, and I may be wrong, and you can illuminate me on this, that they were investing in low interest bonds, and the bonds might be selling for a dollar, and they were buying them for 88 cents, but valuing them at the full price. And then when they tried to sell these bonds, that it just didn't work.
Yeah, and part of it too, I mean, again, you keep in mind, the price goes down, yield goes up, and vice versa.
Right.
So, really, they bought some of these bonds at the peak price, and frankly, after the bond market, you know, it went, so the price of bonds went up wildly after the news of this. which is kind of odd because they had that happened and they'd been able to hold on three more days, they would have made probably most of the money back that they lost and that they needed to reacquire just due to that major price surge in bonds. But it just gives instability. And when you have instability in the bond market, that's when you start to see some of these things happen with mortgage rates.
Yeah.
I know it gets kind of boring. It's dry. People listen to this. They see it on the news. Maybe don't always quite understand it. But this is where it hits home, literally, is when it starts messing with mortgage rates and your credit card rates and your auto loan rates and some of these other things that can occur. And so we have seen it. I think the number one thing we've probably seen a rise of is even more so than a month ago, but is the escrows falling out and seeing more and more times that property gets into escrow but then falls out due to a number of factors. Maybe they can't secure the financing. Get into a lot of negotiations now about repairs. And a lot of times people can't make the repairs or they're not able to come to terms on the repairs.
Yeah, if you need a new roof, I want you to take that off the price of the house.
Yeah.
But they can't do it.
I read an article the other day nationwide where over 40% of the escrows have fallen out.
Wow.
And we're not far off that. We're seeing that time and time again. And, you know, people, they get into escrow and then they start looking and reality sets in. And then, you know, what you have to keep in mind, too, is insurance keeps going up. I had a house go into escrow last week for $1.2 million. And Bay Area people, it was going to be a second home for them until they sold their house down there. And then they were going to come up here and live in that particular home. They went down and called their insurance man. The insurance was going to be over $10,000 a year. And they canceled the escrow that day.
Over $10,000 a year.
$10,000. And so, anyway, I said, well, let me shop it a little bit. And I actually got a bid for $6,000. Let their agent know that. And also the seller of the house know that. And they had called the company that he is with, and they said they're no longer writing insurance in that particular area. So I told the owner what had happened, and that's why they had canceled. 2 days later, the owner called me and said, who'd you get that quote from? I said, well, it was a local company. Why? He said, well, because my insurance company just doubled my rate.
Oh.
So he's now with this company that we got the bid.
Right, right. Yeah. We've had several
people. My gosh,
people.
You don't even think about that.
No, I mean, there's several people that we know.
Yes, that's right.
Came to us and said, well, we're being canceled, especially after the car fire, and or doubled, or, like, for instance, somebody that we're closely associated with, they came to her house and said, as her insurance was being re-upped, that if there was a wood fence touching her house, that she would have to replace that. And a guy was coming up and taking pictures from the insurance company, and she is a widow on a limited budget, and she was feeling like, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they are now. They're getting out. They're sending people out to look at the properties, to go over various items. That's a really large part of it. And we're seeing that occur sometimes now during the escrow. So, you know, you have to go in and eventually get your property cleared by Cal Fire, City of Reading. You really want to get your property certified that you have defensible space. You've done some home hardening to the house itself, but you don't have to do it in order to transfer the property, to sell it, but the insurance companies may very well send somebody out. And, yeah, the wood fences touching the house, the fire marshal, he says, yeah, it's a fuse.
Well, look at and what about wood decks?
Oh, boy.
And we've seen that in our last car fire, it hits that deck. And
well, wood decks, too, when you have a pest inspection, the highest and the majority of any repairs come from that deck. But it's also like a wooden fence. If that deck is not attached to the house, a lender can't make you do anything to that deck if it's not attached.
How many decks aren't attached?
Well, you can build right up to it.
If it ties into
the house, then, you know, that's part of the house, and that has to
you
be
inspected. You can be an inch away.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's that way. My patio cover, I specifically did that so that it was not attached to the house. Just being an agent, I go, okay, I mean, it's close, but it's not directly attached. And that's on purpose. So, because, yeah, we've seen them $30,000, $50,000 for deck repair, I'll never forget the one up in Ranchland Acres and the beams, the headers for the deck. Deck was probably, 20 feet up off the ground? I think it was like a 1,500 square foot deck. It was massive. Completely rotted out, and the beams went all the way through the house.
Ooh.
So they went through between the first and second story, but they went all the way through. Well, that's not an easy fix when that header is rotted on the outside, but not the inside. It could be brutal.
We're with House Realty talking about, one, interest rates and the craziness that's going on with that, but also our insurance is now playing a big part in a lot of areas around here. And can you get it? Or the cost of it is prohibitive and takes you out of the market of a $1.2 million house. And you think about that, that takes you out of the market for that. Then that gets to be, you're really cutting things close.
Huh? Well, you stop and think. They pay cash for the house, but then between property taxes and insurance, it's over $2,000 a month just for those two items. So,
well,
even though that you have no mortgage, then you add maintenance, et cetera. And, yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business. I've been going there for 15 years. I enjoy the people there, Tim, Logan. They give great haircuts. I've never had a bad haircut there. And they work also on appointments, so I can make it work for my schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Dr. Phil is never on the TV there. We'll be right back.
Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hey, welcome back to Set Patty's Day here on, it's Patty, not Patty, Patty's Day here in, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today we are with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton.
Good
we were talking
morning.
About, and it just was just like, how 40% of homes nationwide and even here are falling out of escrow because the interest rates are changing, insurance rates are changing. I mean, I never thought about insurance being, you know, being the final arbiter on that, but I guess it is.
Insurance is a big factor. And on the west side of town, everything's in a high fire hazard. So you go out to Montgomery Ranch or ranch land or whatever, and there's a lot of companies that won't even offer insurance out there anymore. And those that live out there are seeing, in some cases, their rates double. I mean, it affects the market. There's no question. Any rural situation.
Doesn't the state of California have to cover that?
California Fair Plan. But
right.
If you go to three companies and can't get insurance, you can get that particular insurance.
Right.
But there's no personal property. It limits liability. It's just repairs,
right,
et cetera. So it's not very good insurance. You need supplemental insurance, so it's expensive.
Okay.
Remember the old days, it was Lloyd's of London will do anything and whatever.
Right.
That's not even the case anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So the market, you know, everything you read, again, is it's a short market. What about around here?
Yes, and our friends over at Sprinkle Appraisals with their report, Bob and Tiffany, that they've given us, we actually here after February, again, and this is the greater Reading area, so 960010-02 and 03 zip codes, the average sales price dropped below 400,000. So we dropped down to 395. It was at 445 at the peak. So if you've got an average house in the city of Reading, you know, again, that average sales price has come down substantially. And we were up to, I think, at one point over $250 a square foot. We're now down into the 230s. So, and of course, that goes lower. If it's an older home, 30 years or more, you're really in the 220s. So we're seeing we are starting to see the values come down. And if your interest rate is 4 points higher than it was a year, you know, 14, 15 months ago, yeah, your buying power is considerably less. And so I think the big thing is what we have not yet seen, especially in this area, are foreclosures. Starting to see some of the defaults which lead to foreclosure in the Bay Area. And a lot of this has to do with all these tech layoffs and everything else. You're starting to see a little bit of that occur there, but it seems to be rather isolated due to that industry. But, you know, we haven't seen a wave of foreclosures. I put an offer in on one, and we did get it accepted yesterday on a HUD foreclosure. So we may start seeing some more of those, but some of the investors are coming in now with a little bit of the cash that's been sitting on the sidelines. They're making some purchases.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of these too, it's people that are moving out of necessity or out of, you know, we're seeing seniors. I think I've seen a half a dozen examples of this year of seniors that are moving to be closer to grandchildren. So
oh,
whether
yeah.
they're listing the house or they're buying the house here, one way or another, grandchildren and jobs, people just doing job shifts. So there are still people.
Some of them are just, you know, California is losing people.
No,
I mean, we are not at the hemorrhage, but we are in a severe blood loss on it. I mean, we lost a congressional seat, and it doesn't look like that's slowing down.
Yeah. You know, when the seniors move to get closer to family, more times than not, it's a cash purchase. They've built a long time equity.
Right.
Home is paid for, and when they move, they pay cash. So the rates don't affect them so much in that situation. But it, you know, if you have a home and you have a 2.75 loan and you want to upgrade to another home and all of a sudden you're confronted with a 7% loan, a lot of people are saying, time out, I'm going to wait. So we don't know where the rates are going to go. I mean, for old timers, the rates are still good. I mean, we back in the day, we'd kill for a 7% loan. So,
that's true.
Know,
that's
and true. A lot of the newer agents just think, you know, if they have a God-given right, it shouldn't be over 3. And
that's yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to believe that, but I remember when it was 18%.
Absolutely.
Trying to buy a house, we couldn't buy a house because I couldn't afford 18%.
Although an expensive home was $75,000 back then.
Yeah, it was
so
a little bit
all
more
relative.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
and that's
and it's the same
true.
Case
yeah.
today. Well, you say, I should have sold a year ago when the market was hot. Well, you're going to get less for that, but you're also going to pay less for the one you're buying. So it's all somewhat relative. Mm-hmm. But,
you know, the...
And you guys have been through this before.
Oh, lots of cycles.
How many cycles?
Right.
Oh, man.
Most,
yeah.
There,
a number.
Every 2 or 3 years, another cycle hits.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that. Okay.
He's done more than I have, just for the record.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you were out celebrating last night.
Actually, it was really nice. Took my wife out for a dinner and a show. We haven't done that in a very long time. Dad, thank you very much for watching the my kid.
For
the
not
evening.
Say Munchkin?
But I don't know.
What show did you see?
Went to Gary Allen, the Gary Allen concert.
Okay, yes. Are you a fan?
I didn't know who he was. I had to look him up. Cassie's a fan.
Okay.
And now I see why.
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch of songs that they had that I didn't know were his. I didn't put two and two together. But
it's the same thing for me.
Phenomenal time. Yeah. Great concert. We had a blast.
Linda drags me to these things, and I go, I've never heard a song they've done, and then they do like 12 songs in a row, and I go, oh, wow.
I know that one. I like that one.
Yeah,
anyway, we had a great time.
Wonderful. That's great.
The
dinner and show right here in Redding, California, folks.
Yeah.
Love it.
We're going to one tonight at Cascade.
Yeah.
And what's the show tonight?
Your Christmas present.
Yeah, it was a Christmas present.
Yeah, but do you know what the...
Is it Los Lobos Boys?
They'll be great.
And we've seen them before, and
fantastic.
First time I went, I was like, Carl, who are they?
Yeah.
Españoles, but that's it. That's all I know.
And you know what? I've even stopped arguing about, I don't know, I go there, and because every time I've gone... Every time.
Well, we need to support our community, and so where'd you go to dinner?
Tortilla Flats. So we went with some friends. It was her birthday party, so it was Carrie's birthday. We went out and had dinner ahead of time, and then we all went to the show afterwards, had a blast. But, yeah, Carl was the same thing. Cassie sent me a text a couple of months ago and said, this Gary Allen's going to be here. Can we please get tickets? I think I'd maybe said no a couple of times for whatever reasons. I thought, just go ahead and do it. I don't know who he is, but
just
go do it.
Don't
know. So anyway, we did that and had a great time, had a blast. And so, I'm going to be out of trouble for the next 3 days.
Yeah,
at least.
So
it's so great to support our local establishments and go out and have a great time. So that's why, even though it's House of Realty's moment, the reality is that we all live here. We try to support our community in a positive manner and talk about the good things.
Well, and that brings people to this area. A lot of people retire up here, and they're surprised at how much there is to do.
Yeah, it's nice to see that people say positive things about Redding.
Yeah, and, you know, when people say, there's nothing to do, when I first moved here, you think, okay, Redding, all right, we have the rodeo and, Cool April Nights, but... Then as you get into living here, you find out that there's theater every week. You can go to theater. You can go to EF concerts at the Cascade. You have it over at the Civic. And, I mean, there's just so many things going on.
There's a ton. There's so much.
Tomorrow night is the Turtle Bay Auction.
Oh,
that's big. And I think that's sold out, isn't it, Linda?
I think last time I had the folks on, it would have been there was just a few individual tickets at tables.
Yeah.
And it's called a Disco Night, and there's going to be Roller Derby Girls, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I get to MC with Patrick John, and so, again, we're not rivals, which is really, I love that, because I really believe that we all live in the community, there's enough for everybody to go around, and it's going to be nice because it's a lot of fun. And we love Turtle Bay. We love sponsoring Turtle Bay. In fact, we're donating a dinner along with the Hills at our house. So the live auction items. And if you haven't registered, go on to Turtle Bay and go into their registration, because they've got some great, you can bid online for the silent auction items, via online. But the live auctions, of course, and they've got really put together packages. People really went all out here on local level, and some of the trips and some of the events are really amazing.
Okay. We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. We're going to take a quick break and talking about insurance, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, right here. And Judy Maxwell is the one, is the lady that we sent some of the people that were having problems getting fire insurance, and she helped every one of them. And what happened then is they then put their business and they put their cars all under with Judy Maxwell.
She can do it.
She can do it. And, she's got two separate divisions there, her insurance and financial management. If you'd like a second opinion on your insurance as it's going up, give her a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Judy's been doing this since 1993, so there's not too many surprises for her. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Winter weather is upon us, when snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more.
We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Friday.
You're getting me, aren't you? You're just poking me a little bit.
Yeah, I like it.
Nathan's our producer. And
by the way, Nathan, thank you so much for your your accountability and showing up and just being a great guy. You know what? We have appreciated you so much here at KCNR.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey, let me do a – somebody handed me something. I'll read it Monday. It's not till next month. We're here with the House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we've been talking about homes, been talking about what happens when the insurance rates are going up, the number of houses on the market and such. I think we've already addressed this, but the that law that says that the state can now approve the wind power – towers, but also the state says that you can build a ADU.
Yes,
with very little. The cities have nothing to say anymore about this.
Yeah, pretty much they don't. They can't stop it. It's very difficult for the city or any jurisdiction at this point, a local jurisdiction, to shut down an accessory dwelling unit from being allowed.
What about they're saying also that there has to be so many low-income housing in the city? How does that work? I mean, does that mean the city has to build this?
No. And that's, I think, the key distinction is that within these cities, and it's – so we've been going over the general plan on the Planning Commission here these last few months, and – One of the portions of the general plan is the housing element. The state now, due to the massive housing crisis that we have, has stepped in and said, okay, you have to have property zoned for X amount of housing and a certain percentage of which should be affordable. Now, most cities don't have the resources to build it themselves, but you have to have the land. And you have to have it zoned for it. City of Reading has actually been very good and kept up with this for years. And has always stayed ahead of the curve. We have more than enough vacant land zoned appropriately for the number of units the state forecasts that we need. County has had a little bit of a tougher time with that. And again, anytime you bring up, well, let's do some, multifamily housing in the unincorporated county, whether that gets brought up in Palisadro, for example, some other areas, you get some pretty swift and severe opposition from the locals. But it is now mandated that you have to have that land. Well, what you're starting to see are in cities like Hillsboro and Atherton, Menlo Park, some of these very high-end, very wealthy communities. They have to actually have this. They have to have this in place like everybody else. And I can't remember if it was Hillsboro, which one it was that said, okay, we're going to try and find a loophole. Mm-hmm. And one of the exemptions was certain land, you couldn't zone it for large multifamily, RM20 or whatever, if there was a endangered species issue. So they tried to make the entire city mountain lion habitat. We've got a couple of mountain lion sightings. I remember reading that. Yeah, we can't. We're not able to do this, and we can't.
They got torched for that, though, right?
I believe the attorney general came in and said, listen, you're all going to jail unless you – that's not going to fly.
But the thing is that property down there is worth thousands of dollars a foot. We're not talking an acre. We're talking a foot. So how can they do that?
It's the old one-size-fits-all issue, and it just doesn't – Huntington Beach refused to do it.
Yeah.
So they said, well, we're not going to give you any state funding for anything. And so that's the issue. But, Atherton or Hillsborough or Marin County or whatever, you're not going to build Well, and there's no affordable housing anymore, but you're not going to build something next to mansions and, you know, like eightplexes.
Yeah.
With, you know, with reduced rents.
Well,
you know.
Well, if they just
devalues everything.
Yeah. If they, okay, we're going to make this an R20 or whatever you said it was. Yeah. But somebody has to buy the land. I mean, they're not going to down, they're not going to change the price of the land there when they start building
it. And build it.
And then build it.
And the problem is when you look at a lot of these state funded multifamily housing projects, it's like $400,000, $450,000 to build per unit. So, I mean, take a moment and look, okay, our average sales price for a home in Redding is now just under $400,000. So if you go build affordable housing units, you go build apartments, you're spending as much to build each apartment unit as it does for a average home on a single family lot in Redding. It
just doesn't pencil out
anywhere.
But it's always been the case, too. If it's the government's involved, I mean, you know, it's earthquake standards, this, that, whatever. But the time period and all that goes into it, it's just a total waste of money.
Well, let me get Charles' feelings about the general, the update of the river portion of the, what, city plan. This is just my opinion here, but this is, we're spending $1 million on this plan, to show us how the best ways for the river area there, to be developed. And they're calling about for every, you know, everybody can, you know, town hall meetings, online meetings, all these things. But what happens after that? I mean, they don't want to sell the land.
Well, first of all, there's private land and there's public land.
Right. All that.
Turtle Bay over there and whatever city owned, and that's public. So that study should incorporate that.
Yeah.
The property to the south is privately owned and is not going to be subsidized in any way, shape, or form. It's going to be private money that comes in. That should be excluded. That shouldn't even be included in this. It's, it's certain people down at the city of Redding that, and they want, you know, well, we want input on what, well, then you buy the property, although it's not for sale, but they're interfering and, I mean, it.
Yeah, because it's how can you,
apples and oranges.
Yeah, how can you make plans for somebody's private property, even though it butts up against the, you know, public property, and tell them what they can do with their property. But it, but for me, it's that no matter how good this plan is, how do you get it? How do you put it into the process? And considering the city council, by the time all this is happening, is going to be changed probably three times.
Yeah, it will. And I have to, of course, be careful on this and don't say it on the air. I, being the incoming top puncher of the Asphalt Cowboys, plus we represent the Koutras family, I have to recuse from anything having to do with the Riverfront specific plan in an official capacity as chairman of the Planning Commission. So I'm not going to be able to vote on that, talk on that, do anything on that from wearing that hat. Yeah, that being said, I think that the trouble is we want to say it's a completely public process. It isn't. And that's the hardest part. There are already preconceived notions about what this plan should look like by the consultants before they even got, were awarded the contract. And I think that's a very difficult part of it. One of the things, if you look at the proposal from MIG, it was one of the first pages was their map, that, of showing what they wanted to have. If you look at the general plan, the transportation element, there is a, it shows a bridge going across, a vehicular bridge going across about where the boat ramp is at the rodeo grounds over towards the Arboretum and towards the new bicycle park over there. That's the public document. Publicly, that's the secondary access. Now, it's very expensive, but that's the one that's been proposed. Never publicly or in any public documents have we had anything showing going through the cemetery. But when K2 and McConnell Foundation and Populous came forward prior, earlier to do, you know, when made they made their proposal quietly and privately, they talked about, but never publicly, about the secondary access going straight through the cemetery there that's just to the west of the rodeo grounds. When the MIG proposal was sent in, it was very odd that they didn't take the what was in the general plan, the secondary route, which is the bridge over the river, and instead put on their initial document, their proposal, that the secondary access should be through the cemetery. And that's a privately floated idea that's not what's in the city documentation. Where did that come from? I mean, you start looking at some of these things, and it gets very difficult seeing elements and things coming through the general plan now that are being proposed, that we were told at Tuesday night's meeting the Planning Commission couldn't change it or alter it. And it was it basically showed that massive trails encumbering a ton of the Kutras property. Okay, where did this come from? This isn't in the previous specific plan. It isn't in anything else that's been talked about. In fact, Public Works talked with the Kutras family for a year about putting the main cycle track and the main river parkway along the roadway. It was their justification for doing a road diet and lowering it down to two lanes. Now, all of a sudden, here comes a document Planning Commission can't even change that says, oh, yeah, we're going to have trails going all over the place through the river. This needs to be a more transparent process, and it's not. The Rodeo Association under full assault. It's tough,
wow.
But people need to get engaged. You've got to go to these meetings. You've got to check this stuff out. The public's got to know what's going on.
Ringing
the bell there.
Yeah, and we're trying to do that too, but you know, it's things just keep moving, and you're trying to.